This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden ordered airstrikes against militia groups after three U.S. service members were injured in a drone attack in northern Iraq. Militants backed by Iran claimed responsibility for the attack. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. doesn't want to escalate conflict in the region, but will protect its people and facilities. Now to that proposal Egypt has come up with to end the war between Israel and Hamas.
As the war rages on with a Christmas full of casualties in Gaza, Israel and Hamas have given cool public receptions to an Egyptian proposal to end the bitter conflict. But the long-standing enemies on Monday stopped short of rejecting the plan altogether, which calls for a phased hostage release and the formation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank. That's according to a senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not comment directly on the proposal, but speaking to members of his Likud party said the war is not close to finished. Hamas said it would not negotiate without an end to the aggression. I'm Julie Walker.
Moscow says a Ukrainian airstrike damaged a Russian naval ship in Crimea. No immediate reports of how bad the Russian ship was damaged. Thousands of migrants spent the Christmas holiday trudging toward the U.S.
In Spanish, Marvin Flores says this is not how his family expected to spend their Christmas away from home. Saying they're trying to make a better life for their children. Many have limited food and sleep on cardboard boxes on the ground. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Parts of the north central U.S. have been seeing heavy snow and icing, and it may continue through Wednesday, say forecasters. This is AP News. Now to a claim by the group called Project Veritas.
A conservative group accused of being involved in the theft of President Biden's daughter's diary has lost a First Amendment claim. Criminal prosecutors may soon get to see over 900 documents in the case against the conservative group Project Veritas. A federal judge in New York says the group, which identifies itself as a news organization, cannot stand behind freedom of the press claims. The documents in dispute were produced from raids that were authorized in November 2021. Electronic devices were also seized from the residences of three members of Project Veritas, including two mobile phones from the home of James O'Keefe, the group's since-fired founder. The judge says the First Amendment doesn't apply because two individuals involved have already publicly pleaded guilty in the case. I'm Norman Hall.
Gas is $3.12 a gallon today, 4 cents more than a week ago, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.